We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
744, 16 till 8. Beautiful spring day for Holy Thursday. Highs of 72 today, warming through the weekend. Nothing but sunshine, though. No rain, so get out and enjoy that with you and your family. Right now, we're in the lower 60s. Monica Hoff Wallace joins us, our friend, Advocacy Center Executive Director and Professor of Law at Loyola, the go-to person on the Wisner Trust. And we're happy to have her and thankful to have her. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you. You know what? Let's start with the latest court ruling, what it said, and then we'll work our way back and talk about the Wisner Trust, if we can do that.
Sure. The council really secured a big win in the recent Supreme Court decision that just came down, which made clear that the council has procedural capacity to sue. So this litigation began in 2022, and before reaching the merits of the case about whether the city and the mayor inappropriately reallocated these trust funds, there was a procedural question on whether the council, as a separate entity, actually had the procedural capacity to bring the lawsuit. So what happened initially, when the council filed suit back in 2022, they asked for a declaration that what the mayor did was an absolute nullity because she disposed of public property to private persons, which she didn't have authority to do without council approval. And they asked for injunctive relief, which means to prevent her from releasing any funds from the trust and releasing any of those funds to private persons at all. So at the trial court level, the trial court enjoins the proceeds and does not allow any of the proceeds from the trust to be withdrawn. And they deny the procedural challenge that the Wisner group was making, the Wisner interest, we'd call them, along with the trust board, that the council couldn't even bring the lawsuit. We don't even need to reach these issues because the council does not have the procedural capacity to sue. So the trial court says, no, the council has the authority to sue, but it goes up on appeal to the Fourth Circuit, and the Fourth Circuit reverses and says the council does not have independent authority to bring suit against the mayor. So this is what went up to the Louisiana Supreme Court, and we just received a decision this week from the court, essentially reversing again the appellate court and finding that the council does have the procedural capacity to sue, is an independent body distinct from the executive branch. And on this particular issue about illegally using city funds, they have the procedural capacity to bring this lawsuit. So now this case is going to go back to the appellate court to deal with the issue of enjoining the trust and the mayor from releasing funds, and then finally we'll get to the merits of the lawsuit and whether the agreement the mayor entered into is an absolute nullity.
So the next step in court is to determine?
The next step in court is to determine whether the injunction remains in place that does not allow any of the funds to be released from the trust, while the underlying issue of whether the extension of this trust is a nullity and the trust will vest in the city. That this last, I guess, issue has to be resolved before the trial court gets the case back to decide the declaratory relief, whether this agreement that the mayor entered into was an absolute nullity.
The people that are going to decide whether the injunction remains in place, is that the same court that allowed it in the first place?
The court right now is going to be the appellate court that didn't allow the council to even sue. So because the appellate court said the council doesn't even have the procedural capacity to sue, they never reached the issue of injunctive relief because they didn't need to, because they said the lawsuit should be dismissed. So they need to reach the issue of injunctive relief, and then that issue will filter through the court system depending on what the appellate court does. And then after the injunction, one would hope the injunction will remain in place. Then this issue about the validity of the agreement that the mayor entered into to extend the trust will then be litigated.
Who granted the injunction?
Kern Reese at the trial court level.
So I guess what I'm asking, Professor, is there any reason or is there any way that the Fourth Circuit says that this injunction should not stay in place? Is there any?
I would say never say never.
Yeah.
But I think it's unlikely. I think that it's likely that the Fourth Circuit will allow the injunction to stay in place, such that the trial court can then start to reach the merits of the validity of this extension agreement that was entered into.
And in terms of never say never, if for whatever reason the Fourth Circuit were to lift the injunction, then they're going to take it right back to the state Supreme Court, right?
Yes. And really what the injunction does is prevent the monies from being paid out during the pendency of the litigation. So even if the appellate court and the Supreme Court said there should be no injunction in place, that means that the funds could be released, but it doesn't end the litigation.
Yeah, okay, let me take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about the Wisner Trust, what it is, and what happened with Mayors Landrieu and Cantrell, how Mayor Landrieu was kind of passive in what he allowed to happen, and Mayor Cantrell was active in what she did. We're talking to Professor Monica Hoff-Wallace, Advocacy Center Executive Director and Professor of Law at Loyola. Complicated stuff, but our guests are making it very digestible and understandable. If you have any questions, 504-260-1870, 750, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:56, 4 till 8, quickly back to Professor Monica Hoff-Wallace, Advocacy Center Executive Director, Professor of Law at Loyola, and expert on the Wisner Trust. So we've already covered what the recent court ruling says. Professor, if you can, and I'm just going to step aside and give you the floor, tell us about the Wisner Trust, the history, and what Mayors Landrieu and Cantrell did.
Sure, sure. So Mr. Wisner was a philanthropist. And he gave to the city of New Orleans in trust in 1914 approximately $50,000 acres of land that is now Port Fouchon. And over that 100-year period, this land became very valuable. And it's worth estimated to be about $100 million. And in this trust, he left the corpus of the trust to the city of New Orleans. And the city was to allocate it among Charity, Tulane, and the Salvation Army. After that Mr. Wisner donated the property in trust, about a year later he died. After his death, his widow and his daughters challenged the donation, stating that they were entitled to some of those funds. And so the city at the time entered into a settlement agreement with the Wisner heirs, giving them 40% of the trust revenues. Now, this went on for the 100-year term of the trust. The term of the trust was to end in 2014, and there was actually litigation about whether the trust ended in 2014. And the courts in Louisiana said the trust did terminate in 2014. But what is curious is that Mayor Landrieu at the time did not assert that the property in the trust vested in the city, but continued to pay the Wisner heirs and their interests 40% of the revenues instead of winding up the trust and accepting the property now that the trust had terminated. Then when Mayor Cantrell took over, she continued in that process, and then in 2020 entered into an agreement that she called and the other Wisner interests called a ratification and extension agreement of the trust that had already expired, purporting to extend the trust provisions in perpetuity, which would allow these other interests to continue to receive a great share of the revenues. So the challenge is all about whether that agreement to extend a trust, which had clearly terminated, is null because it's taking funds that should belong to the city and releasing them to private persons.
And there's also a transparency issue here as well, right, about decision-making and closed doors?
That's right. I mean, this was done without council approval. They only found out about it after the fact, and these funds that this land is generating are being released without council approval as well. It's not only just the agreement is the problem, but the release of the almost $7 million a year that this land is now generating is being released without council approval.
Professor, I can't thank you enough for making that understandable. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. Professor Monica Hoff-Wallace, Advocacy Center Executive Director and Professor of Law at Loyola. So basically, the mayor gave away something, actively gave away something. Mayor Landrieu let it just passively continue. Mayor Cantrell actively gave away something that was not hers, and we'll see how this plays out in court. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Medical Officer of People's Health.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.